Listener Production.
Morning, I'm James Royce. Anthony Albanese is expected to fly into Alice Springs later today, where rising crime rates are causing massive problems. Earlier, Minister Bill Shorten told Nine the PM would get there in good time.
He visits everywhere. I'm sure he will visit in the near future.
And the Prime Minister has lost a few friends over the past few weeks. Today's Essential poll shows that Anthony Albanese's approval rating has fallen from 60% to 55%. It's a similar fate for his disapproval rating. It's up from 27% last month to 31%. The two victims of a fiery car crash on a Sydney motorway are yet to be identified. They were in a silver Audi that flipped and burst into flames this morning as it was being pursued by police for failing to stop. And nope, you're not imagining things. That supermarket bill has been a lot higher over the past few months, with fruit, veg and dairy prices up by an average of 10% in the December quarter. Tennis great Mark Philippoussis admits Alex de Minaur was no match for Novak Djokovic, who is through to the quarterfinals after a 6-2, 6-1, 6-2 win over the Australian.
He wasn't pushing him. He wasn't pressuring him at all during the rallies. And Novak just had a lot of time and looked very confident and just grew as the match went on.
Philippoussis on 9. And Steve Smith, great form in the Big Bash continues. He's whacked 66 from 33 as his Sydney Sixers beat the Hobart Hurricanes.